Before we get into today's podcast, y'all, if you would like more podcast episodes, try one extra per week, plus a bunch of other exclusive content. You get access to a private Instagram account with bloopers, deleted scenes, never-before-seen videos, live Q&As, merch discounts. Go to treykennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to charity. It's fun. treykennedy.com/DLG. Now onto the episode. Welcome back to Correct Opinions. This is episode 36. Talk a little bit about picky eaters I might sing at my wedding, Jesse Katsopoulos style. What about when multi-level marketing companies try to get the virtual selling things? And much more. This is Correct Opinions. It's May 20th. Thanks for coming on back. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Bless, God bless, folks. I don't know if you hear it. I got some new mics, new mic arms. Whoa. Hey, I got swinging around.
Oh.
That reminds me of Joey Gladstone. We do that. Oh. Joey Gladstone. Creepy. When you put that in today's context. Let me move that. Ignore that. You put that in today's context. Creepy. So, he's our uncle? Well, no. He's your dad's low-life friend who doesn't have a job or any other relationships in this life. So, yeah, go upstairs and play with him. Ugh. Speaking of that, priests are squirting people with squirt guns. Sorry for the segue. Priest, this is great. Thanks, COVID. You can't get up close to the priest for your blessing with the holy water. So this photo went viral of a priest. He has literally a kitty green squirt gun, and he's just aiming it at people. Give him a little shot of holy water. Oh, right in the forehead. Bow. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, I mean, could they get a more priestly looking device? Just someone run to the dollar store. The priest needs a squirt gun. They accidentally buy an airsoft gun. Psst. Oh, I was when you're really bad. If you had a really bad week, and you get up to a certain level of confessions, he gets out the airsoft gun. Psst. There's a little water in those. But love that they're getting creative, making it happen. Shout out to the priests. So you get your drive-by water gun blessing. Love that. I'm clearly not Catholic. I hope it's called a blessing. I'm not trying to be offensive. It's like a your mass, your weekly mass. Yes, a little holy water, squirt gun style. Full House was the best. Watched it a lot in growing up. Jesse Katsopoulos, have mercy. Him and Becky. Becky was my first crush. Who knew she was such a bad girl? She's in prison. I'm getting married in a few days. You know, with like 8 people there. So that'll be fun. But no, it's great. And some people will ask me, like, are you singing at the wedding? No, I'm not Jesse Katsopoulos. If every word I said could make you laugh, I talk forever. Just doing a performance at your own wedding. How annoying would that be? The singers at weddings are already kind of like, all right, listen. You know, did they just have their friend go up there who like tried and couldn't get on for the voice? Come thou fount of every blessing. She gonna sing all the verses? This is a 6-minute song. Tune thy soul to sing thy grace. No one wants to hear that, especially the own groom. Just walk over there and sit down on the piano. If every word I said. Now she's in jail. Becky, you know, she paid for her daughter to get into a pretty decent school. If every crime you committed could make us in love, I'd aid you in this felonious College admissions scam. Ooh. If every single appeal could appeal to your heart, I'd pay the attorney fees. Ooh. If every kid you got into USC could make you look a little better so your kids aren't dumb, I'd pay off the admissions board. Oof. For payment bribery. Oh, I'd spend forever loving you behind bars. Thank you, Jesse. Jesse and Becky together forever. Come on, best man, Joey. Don't be creepy to the bridesmaids. Go on back to your basement room. Thank you. His bedroom was off of the living room. Come over for our dinner party. Don't mind Joey and his boxers. Literally right there. That's his bedroom. I saw a lot of graduations this past week or so. Virtual commencements. You gotta feel bad for the grads who, you know, really wanted to celebrate that. They can't. I was a piece of crap kid. So I would have thrived right now. I didn't want to go across the stage. My mom was like, your high school graduation, we're so proud of you. What do you want to wear? I don't want to go. For college too. I just didn't, yeah. Don't be like me. Kiddos listening, don't be like me. I wore like Jordan gym shorts under my gown. Looked like I was, you could see my ankles. Looked like a bagpipe player. It's ridiculous. But that's enough on that. It's been interesting. Okay, we're going to get back to a next segment of
Triggered.
Yep, that's right. Triggered. I've seen a lot of people trying to be Gandhi, trying to be a priest, if you will, trying to be Mother Teresa during all this. Hey guys, just popping on in. Just wanted to be an encouragement to you guys during this time. Because I know it's tough. It's like, all right, tone it down, Billy Graham. I'm fine. You know what I'm talking about? These people. So I saw someone post something like, it was this type up. One of those weird comparison things that are supposed to, that I feel like are always such a stretch. Like, you ever thought about it this way? Olives have to be pressed to create the olive oil. If life is pressing you right now, maybe it's pressing you to make something beautiful. It's like, what? No one wants to be crushed like an olive. Yeah, I guess we like its oils for our cooking, but I mean, if I get crushed, I die. Crush your little puppy, it'll produce puppy blood. Life is just pressing you. It doesn't make sense. It's a convenient analogy. The one thing that gets crushed and produces. And you know, you ever thought about it this way? You like that corn you're eating? Well, they gotta shuck the cob first. Is life shucking you like a cob? Well, maybe it's to produce bits of yummy kernels. Like what? Take it easy, Gandhi. All those people, at some point, if your birthday or if something important happened within the first month of all this, when it was like, this is horrible, and before people kind of get used to it, I got what you were like, you know, happy birthday, it's not how we picture it. Are we going to say that for the next 14 months? This wasn't how we pictured it, but nonetheless, we want you to feel very special. Okay, yeah, it's... And now there's all these drive-by parties. Drive-by parties. Not a bad idea. One of those will keep going. Oh, you're having a party? I'll just drive by it. You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to do the whole actually go to the party. I'm trying to find these stories. Facebook stories are a whole new ballgame, aren't they? So I have a Facebook page, obviously, and I'd love when people follow my Facebook page. So I try to share that. But if you've got a regular account, why are you posting your Facebook story?
Would you be more courageous?
Listen to this.
So I just encourage you, if you knew absolutely no doubt that you were going to be an eternal being and this is a set amount of time you had on earth, how would you spend it? What would change?
The people like this get on here thinking they're changing the world with their Facebook stories. Listen to this.
So I just encourage you, if you knew absolutely no doubt that you were going to be an eternal being and this is a set amount of time you had on earth, how would you spend it? What would change in your life?
Such a hippie.
Would you fear less? Would you be more courageous? Would you love more deeply? Would you express yourself more? Would you rid yourself of busyness? Would you have time for the things you haven't had time
for? Rid myself of the business?
I hope that can be an encouragement.
Go to the bathroom?
I hope you have the best Sunday.
Who watches that and turns their life around? Rid myself of... It's just people got it. People... Shut up. Thank you. Picky eaters, grow up. If you're an adult, 18 or older, and there's food items you won't eat, grow up. Oh, you're 38 and you don't like beans? Grow up. I can't get over that, man. There's not a food you could put in front of me that I'm like, I don't like that. But we're just eating food. Yeah, I have preferences. There's certain foods I would say, yeah, I prefer not to have that. But like, wait, oh, you made chili? Yummy. Wait, are there beans in it? I won't eat it. Oh, okay. Well, you're like, are you four? But nonetheless, like you could just pick around the beans. No, I just can't even. Get out of my house. Yeah. Hey, man, pre-virus, come over to the big game, man. Super Bowl Sunday, a month before the virus. Ooh, times are good. I made chili, man. I went to the store. I bought a bunch of supplies. I made the chili, simmered it, cooked it, hours and hours of work. I did it for you and our people. Have a bowl. Does it have beans in it? Of course it does. It's chili. Oh, I can't eat it. Get out. And grow up. Well, yeah. Oh, well, that annoys me greatly, but I guess we could take the beans out and you just pick around the beans or like, I guess I could go to the trouble. Like you're my 3-year-old toddler, I could make a bowl and pick out the beans and then give it to you. No, that see, there's the beans are in it. And just like, I know the beans are in it, so I can't have it. Your Uber's here. I don't get that. Have you ever been around an adult where you try them on this? They're like, oh, I do not like sushi. I do not like sashimi. Sashimi, just a raw bit of fish. I do not like it. Oh, really? What did you not like about it? Oh, I've never tried it. Leave Joey Gladstone style. Leave. Hey, we're all getting together for dinner. We're going to get sushi. You want to come? What are you guys doing after? I'll catch up after. I don't like sushi. What do you not like about it? I've never tried it. Well, I should have never tried a friendship with you. What? Picky eaters, man. Because that's what they are oftentimes. They're just cowards. Picky eaters are cowards. They're not even going to try it. How do you not like beans? I'm getting so upset talking about it. Just eat it, man. You got to try it. You got to be willing to try everything. You know, I understand if you don't like it, but don't turn down a whole thing. If someone's made you, I understand if you don't like sea urchin. You know, like there's foods we don't really eat. But if you don't like, there's some people who say that they don't like, you know, mashed potatoes. I like, do you like baked potato? Yeah, but I don't know. It's just a texture thing. You, well, how about you try out the texture on the back of my knuckles? When I eat the mashed potatoes, there's garlic in them. They're yummy. And there's a bit of parsley too. And I'm partially hating you now. Mashed potato, man. Picky eaters, just, they got me. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. But by the way, I don't like grapes, but I do like wine. Shut up. Pyramid schemes. You know, though, you get invited to like coffee dates and stuff, to their parties. And it's funny. So I'm 27, right? I'm seeing more and more people getting into these, right? They've been at a college, they may have had a job they didn't like, maybe they're a parent now and they're trying to get into something, and they're getting on their Facebook stories trying to explain to you why their oils or their products are great. And someone sent this to me, which, y'all, if you ever have anything you want me to roast, any thoughts, hit me at correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Thank you so much. This girl, she got hit up by a girl on her Facebook saying, "Hey, I'm having a virtual Zoom jewelry party Saturday. Would love for you to join. Miss seeing your face and your wallet." Oh, so they're adapting. Everyone's got to adapt. We got to, but even the pyramid schemes, the multi-level marketing companies, they're adapting. You had to dodge their party. "Oh, I can't make it to your party because I'm out of town, or I've got another party, or now a Zoom party." What's your excuse? You gotta get creative. "Oh, I gotta listen to this podcast by this weird online comedian guy. Maybe that'll work." I don't know. A Zoom party for your products. Guys, yeah, here's the oil. I know you can't smell it, but just trust me, it smells good. And when you put, I'm gonna put this eucalyptus up both nostrils. Here we go. Just make sure you look down so it doesn't get on your throat when you snore. No more muscle pain. You know, we don't want to go to your Zoom parties. Thanks. So I asked y'all to send in a few of your worst first dates, right? In lieu of some matchmaking on the Correct Opinion podcast, which no updates on this episode. We might touch base next episode, but that was fun. I think that's going to be a recurring thing we do. Maybe a couple times a year. We'll have to see. But I loved how we got into that. And we hopefully an update next week on a couple of the couples I know are still talking. So stay tuned for that. But a couple of you sent in a couple hilarious first date stories. So dating, we know, is weird. First dates, you know, you take risks. When you think about it, it's amazing, especially you women. You're so brave. You have to do this, right? To try to find the guy, but you go on dates with strangers, right? You meet guys, you're a stranger, you don't know much about them, and you go meet them. Might murder you, you know? So shout out to you guys. I don't know how you do it. I mean, guy, I guess you guys have to grow the courage to risk your life, literally. And we have to grow the courage because we're so sad and insecure that we're like, what if she doesn't? This user writes in, Maggie, thanks for sending this in. She went on this date, right? Grew up with this guy in the same area. We're going on a date in college in the big city of Lincoln, Nebraska. It was our first date. Shout out to Lincoln. Have a sold out show there later this year. It was our first date, but we were with a group of people, all his friends. We get through the awkward group dinner, and he turns to me and says, "I don't have my wallet. Can you pay for this?" So she pays for it. We were leaving the restaurant. All of his friends decide they want to go see a movie. He asked me, "Do you want to go?" I did, but I didn't want to pay for it. So I said, "No." She's like, "How much is this going to cost me tonight?" He's like, "You want to go to a movie? You want to go shopping too, maybe? It could be fun. We can both get a pair of sneakers." So I had to drive him back to his apartment across town. He also didn't have a car. When we get there, it's locked. He doesn't have his key, and we wait 2 whole hours for his roommate to show up. That was the last day. Glad you're alive to write this. This guy got hooked up, man. I will say, so it's the dates work where the man pays for it, right? I will say, a lot of you girls are good about offering to pay or paying sometimes. I've dated a girl or two before where she paid $0. What a bad move, in my opinion. My fiance, getting married soon, she, I paid most of the time. I was happy to, but every now and then she says, let me get this. Now, did she offer off to, well, we go to lunch and it was $28. Did she pay for that and never offer when it was like $80? Yes. That's fine. She offered and she paid sometimes. Some of y'all, the fact that I was 16 with a girlfriend paying for meals, paying for $40 meals. $40 meal was 12% of my net worth at the time. Unbelievable generosity. Someone should have... wish my parents would have been like, yeah, you can do this and that's fine, but like, this is a waste of your time and money. Shout out to the high school sweethearts. It'll work sometime. Shut up. Another entrance. I was 17 and he was 19. Elizabeth sent this in. She was excited that her older boy liked her. 17, 19, is that illegal? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not here to say. I don't think it is. I liked an older boy. He liked me, and it took me too long to realize this guy was an idiot. Well, isn't that a classic? He was staying in his parents' beach house. Okay, beach house might have influenced her. And he invited me over for our second date after months of flirting. Okay, when I got there, empty beer cans everywhere. The guy was drunk. We sat down to watch a movie and he sat on a different couch than I did. And I gotta give this guy some defense here. At that age, it's pretty embarrassing. But yeah, I would do that. When you're like, I guess we gotta play this cool. We're over here for a movie. She's sitting over there and I sit on a different piece of furniture. We're sitting in across the room. That's what I would do. I don't know. And he picked the most boring movie ever to watch and antagonized me when I wasn't following it. Well, again, defense. A pretty girls tend to be like, pa, okay, what's this character going to do next? It's like, we're watching the movie. I'm not in the future while we're watching this, right? We're watching it together. I don't know what's going to happen either. Wait, pause it. Who is this guy? Follow the movie. When it was over, he offered me, quote, dinner, which was a hot dog bun filled with cream cheese and deli meat. He then also accidentally let it slip that he had a girlfriend. He served you a creamy deli weenie? Cream cheese turkey dog? Oh. She says, I'm 23 now and I think about this every time I pick up a hot dog bun. Now I will too. Pour one out. Shout out to the hot dog bun guy. Yo, you hungry? I'm whipping out my favorite Philadelphia cheese and Oscar Mayer. I call it the Northeast Mr. Mayer. Enjoy. What brutal day. I have a bad date story. I kind of like this girl, right? I was like 19. 19. Oh, really quick. I might have said this before on the podcast. I listened to an Australian podcast on true crime one summer when I was bored. And it was an Australian guy, really thick Australian. And so I got my accent. It's not that good. And our Australians, they said their numbers like 19. 19, 99. 18. She was 19. I was 18. She was 19. I was 19. So we go to Olive Garden. Because when you're there, your family. How to get friends on really quick, I guess. You're here, your family. You're my bro now. Olive Garden. Unlimited breadsticks, right? just, why'd we go to Olive Garden? I had a gift card. I paid my date with a gift card. Don't do that. She didn't like that. Then we went bowling. This girl was freaking, you know, the next Alley Cat Strike star. She beat me 3 games in a row. I was only going to do 2 games, and I had to buy a third because I'm like, okay. I no longer am interested in this girl. She is now my enemy and my opponent. I have to get a win in before this whole night's in hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? I buy a third game. I don't have the money for this. I buy a third game, lose again. I'm upset. That's the fragile male ego. I mean, I just, however many L's. Hey, Olive Garden, they're your family. What's up, bro? Take these 3 L's. Good night. I'm out a gift card and $42 and a lot of pride. So that was my bad dating story. It was not good, man. If every lie you tell could send your daughter to college, I'd be Pinocchio. Did y'all hear Nicolas Cage is going to play Tiger King? What's the guy's name? No one even knows his name, do they? I guess they're going to do like a Tiger King series, and Nick Cage is going to be him. Rumor, I don't know if it's true or not. Have I validated that at all? No, it's just on my Twitter feed. But I want to believe it. I'm going to believe it. Nick Cage, National Treasure, is a national treasure. It's one of the best movies I saw as a kid. I loved it. I was like, this guy's a genius. You ever been done an escape room? You feel like Nick Cage? Okay. Table. Drawer. Key. Key of C. A note. There's a letter. We gotta steal the Declaration of Independence. A note. What's the most important note? We gotta steal the Declaration of Independence. I was thinking, like, what if Nicolas Cage was... You lived with Nick Cage. Nick Cage was your roommate. Hey, Nick... What do you smell that? What have you been doing in this house? Is something rotting? What does that smell in the kitchen? A smell. Kitchen. Rotten. Rotting. Decay. Every kiss begins with decay. Diamond. There's a clue in the diamond vault in the bank. You're like, Nick, no, you just left asparagus in the cabinet. Nick Cage was your dad. Dad, where do babies come from? Babies. Birth. Reproduction. Production. Factories. Fuel emissions. Climate change. We've got to go stop the tsunami from killing the Declaration of Independence. Dad Nick Cage, will you help me with my homework? Homework. Put the two together. Do the work from home. Arithmetic, geometry, trigonometry, grades, grade A. Times tables. It's time to turn the tables. Turntables, it's time. Work. Assignment, another one. Turntables, another one. We've got to kill DJ Khaled. What's 9 times 7? What's 9 times 7, Dad? 9 times 7, 56. That's how many points DJ Khaled needs to drop his cholesterol. I don't know, dude. Oh, movie was great. It hardly made sense, but it did, right? So, Nick Cage is the Tiger King is what it's... And then the Nickelback does the soundtrack. That's all we need in America right now. That would heal us. That would heal us. Just Nick Cage in a tiger outfit trying to figure out where Carol Baskin hit her husband. Baskin. Basket. Casket. Basket? Carol Baskin. Say it really quick. Casket. Casket. He's buried in a casket. And then Nickelback. And we all just want to be big rock stars. Montage. Nick Cage. Just riding a tiger. Riding a tiger to the Clue. Living hilltop. I'm 15 cars. Tiger King. Nick Cage. The music soars. He's thundering in. Carol fed her tiger. Fed her husband to a tiger. Tiger. Tie. Grr, anger, mad, cow, tiger cow, beef, they had beef, so then they could get the tigers, beef equals tiger. She had a cow. She was angry. She had a cow. They had a beef over tigers. It's all connected. It's okay. Look at his photograph. That would heal us. That would heal us. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, this is good. Someone, I mentioned on the podcast, like, you know, your birth in quarantine. We get it. It sucks. Like, so do however many millions of people. This woman posts, this one tops all quarantine birthday posts. She typed this about her own birthday. This is many paragraphs. Please enjoy. 43, period. New paragraph. I'll be leaving you before the sun rises tomorrow. I regret taking advantage of you, but you took advantage of me too. I slept too little. I ate too much. I often held on to what brought me down while neglecting what built me up. Thank you isn't enough to relay my gratitude for the countless gifts you gave me in 365 days, despite that. I think it was a leap year, so we'll have to check our math on that. Your highlight reel flashes with incredibly vivid memories that will remain palpable for many years to come. Hiking the Colorado Mountains. Okay, here's the brag reel. Hiking the Colorado Mountains. Mesmerizing sunsets on Palm Beach in Aruba. Priceless family time in South Florida and squealing with childlike joy on my favorite roller coasters at Disney World. If I shut my eyes, I can still hear. You know what? This doesn't feel right without a little more production behind this reading. I mean, how dramatic is this crap? Stay tuned. Hold on. I love that people always got to do the bread. I hiked mountains and I saw sunsets. Here we go. All right, we will resume in 3, 2. Come in, she's... Another ad on the... I'm trying to play sad music. I'll be leaving you before the sun rises tomorrow. 43. Leap year. 4 plus 3 is 7. Seventh heaven. Family sitcom. Full house. Becky's in jail. It's a clue. Okay. I shut my eyes. I can still hear the roaring laughter during dinner with friends. And viscerally imagine the nervous excitement I experience acting in commercials and corporate reels. Oh, she's an artist. But for all the good you brought me, 43, you took away a lot too. You shattered my once active life that fueled my passions. And if I'm being honest, You stripped away my joy layer by layer. Like an onion. Paraphrasing. As the year progressed, you forced me to watch my life unfold from the sidelines, and it didn't seem fair. First, it was too much to hike or snow ski. I can't even snow ski. It stung, but I obliged. Then, I couldn't run or work out of the gym or jump on the trampoline. But to take away surfing and swimming? How dare you? And out of nowhere, this music is working very perfectly, but out of nowhere, but no fault of your own, a virus shook the world to the core, riddling us with fear and uncertainty about our future. But alas, a silver lining is inevitable when your maiden name was Silver, bragging about her maiden name. In the midst of all the uncertainty and fear, you gifted me one last time with clarity and hope. So, I bid you adieu, a bittersweet adieu, 43. We waged a lengthy battle of physical and mental strength, but my next trip around the sun will prove you weak. Just one. I will laugh louder, love deeper, chase those kids and my dog with a fervor I've never had before. And dang it, 44. I will never let you forget it. What did I just read? Oh, dang it. What? Oh, that's not working. That's embarrassing. Oh, I muted it. Duh. There it is. Oh.
How about you don't? How about you don't? How about you don't? How about you don't?
How about you don't?
How about you don't?
Do less. That was real. Someone typed that on their Facebook. It's always on Facebook. It's too much. You're turning 44. I'm sorry. That's a... No one cares. When I turn 44, no one cares. You just wrote a more touching, loving letter to your personified age than I will ever write to my wife.
How about you don't? How about you don't?
Shut up. I just don't. That's wild. That is wild, and that's a great, great one to end on. Thank you, lady, for that. Your birthday in quarantine, don't you love when people have been like, maybe, you know, I've been praying for a long time for God to just slow things down. Maybe that's what he's doing with this virus. Oh, well, thanks lady for bringing on the global pandemic with your prayers for your one life to slow down. Thanks. It's not convenient for the rest of us, but so happy 44th to her. Clearly, she really didn't like 43, but 44 is going to be great. You guys, I just got an email back from one of our matchmakers. We have an update next week you're going to love, so be ready for that. Guys, give us 5-star reviews. It helps us out a lot. Thank you so much for your kind words. We're growing as a podcast. It's really fun. You guys have been saying really kind words about it. I feel like I'm finding my groove a little bit. I got new mics. Hey, check out the YouTube version. The video version's fun because I do stuff like this. And we got a new camera next week. Just online shopping in the store. You guys feel me? Give us 5-star reviews. Hit me up. Appreciate the love, y'all. And share some love on the Instagram story about correct opinions. I'll message you back and say appreciate it. And have a good week, y'all. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, like always. Dude, let's God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
the grave.